Hey, great big world out there. This is Carl K coming live from Z-Surf Media today. This is my 17th podcast for the year 2020. And today I'm going to share a portion of this broadcast with you as a celebration of my birthday coming on later this week. And yes, it is my birthday, but no, I'm not sweet 16 again. I wish I was. This is a special broadcast that we are opening up to the public, so hope you enjoy it. We've been having a lot of wasted time being spent this past 3, 4, 5 months over the current affairs out there, so the lack of time doing the things we want is really becoming a pressing subject and issue with all of us, and this has been a really deep subject for everybody. And I've been bombarded from people with texts and calls and emails in regards to what do we do about this time thing. So today's podcast is going to be all about time. How do we actually do more stuff, get more stuff done with less time? I feel that, you know, we need to, when time is that big of a concern for us, we need to get out of that victim relationship with time. What I mean by that is to come from the inside out. I feel time is your enemy. It's trying to control something that you can't control. There's no way. There's no way to have enough time to do things you don't want to do anyway. For example, you know I fall into this trap once in a while myself. With that, I used to prioritize other people's stuff unconsciously before my own. You know, I am reacting to texts and emails because if I don't do this, I'm thinking this will happen or that will happen, and eventually I become a slave to someone else's desires. Let me give you another example. This might hit home with you a little more. If you bring your cell phone down to dinner and you're looking at it, or you're constantly looking at it and touching it, you're actually being a slave to it. Did you know that on average, a person touches their phone over 2,460 times a day? And the top 10% of people in this category touch their phone over 5,200 times a day? That is amazing. Now, of course, I know none of you out there even compare to that. So anyway, tell me, who owns who in regards to that? I personally feel that being in a hurry is really a sign of mental illness. Ow! Stop throwing things at me already. My gosh, because you're rushing for the moment, you're out in front of it. So what is going to happen? We need to get out of that victim relationship with time. And you know how I speak about it. You know, I'm always casting myself as a victim, saying, I don't have time for this, or I don't have time to do that, or I need to run. And I used to ask people, basically begging them, do you have time to whatever it might be, you know? And usually it was coming from a place of scarcity, meaning, hey, do you have a minute to help me with this? Do you have a minute to talk to me? Do you have a minute to sit down and share some ideas with me? It's like I have this theory that I've thought of. It's like sitting on a hot stove for a minute. It seems like you're sitting there for an hour, but why is it when you're sitting with a loved one for an hour, it seems like you're just sitting there for a minute? I figure out the difference is when you're sitting on a hot stove, you're trying to contract away from where you are. It makes time kind of like sticky or sludgy, barely moving. You just can't wait to get off of it. More, you're trying to escape from who you are. And it just never works from my current experience. The more you are creating time on a binding thing in your life, the more liberating you are. You start to feel when you are with your loved one or somebody you care for and want to spend time with, you're wide open to experiencing everything you can. Time disappears. So, what are we going to do about it? How do we harness this? Well, maybe you start monitoring every time you speak from the victim side of time. For example, I don't have time for that right now, or I wish I had time for that. See, when you say, I wish I had time, you're falling into that victim mode of time. It's a slippery slope every time, every moment of life becomes a threat. Instead of being open to the possibilities of life, think about it. You're probably going to be a victim of other things in life too. Like, for example, relationships. Stop speaking as a victim. Instead of saying, I don't have time for that right now, say, I'm not willing to make time for that. That puts you in the ownership position of time and life. I found that anytime you could get into the ownership part of life, the better you are. See, for example, not willing to invest that time in a relationship that comes from a place of power. People come up to me all the time and say, "Hey, Carl, I know you're very busy, but..." And right then and there, I always stop them and say, "I am absolutely not. And if I was, I would consider that a terrible way to live. And I am willing to make some time to have this conversation." Or I might say, "I'm not willing to." That's taking the ownership position. Would you rather be a producer than a consumer of time? We all know where time comes from. For most of us, but most of us haven't claimed that place yet, unfortunately. So, what are some of the tactical strategies to double productivity in half the time? Well, you know, we have power, wealth, satisfaction, relationships. You know what I like to do with these? I like to really form a deep, meaningful relationship. Let me give you an example. I consume only news for entertainment. I like to invest in people. I used to communicate through email, but I found that that's really time consuming. I really don't like it. There was absolutely no enjoyment. And I had to discover for myself, what is my genius? What is the other things I like to do? Well, I figured out I like to do video and audio, for example. Hey, and I don't even carry a business card. People are amazed by that. They ask me for my business card, and I just say, "Hey, I don't carry one. It's not what I do." I take a picture of us, and then I'll text it to you with my name, my number, and any follow-up questions in regards to that. And basically, what I'm doing is creating short, relevant questions in conversations, which means, you know why I'm sending you that text? It's going to make our relationship more meaningful. Meaning there's going to be content, there's going to be a message, and hopefully there's going to be an outcome that's going to be meaningful. And it's amazing to me that every time I do this with the business card and take a picture of us and send it, every single time, someone always tells me, "Wow, that is such a great idea." But the funny thing about it is that no one is doing it. So it makes what I'm doing a deeper, meaningful relationship. And then when my clients, whether it's virtual or it's one-on-one, like for example, we discuss things, I do it only on Zoom or QuickTime video, only. There are no more phone calls. I want to make sure they're 100% in me. I want to own your eyes, your ears, and your busyness. I just love that word, busyness. The funny thing is, let me tell you, I found out that this opens up to observation, body language that allows me to observe. And by observing, you will find that you can closely observe and find out what the client is telling you their problems are, but also how those problems must be treated. The body will always be broadcasting the solution at the same time. I'm constantly looking for solutions to that also. Like for example, when somebody is touching their chest or heart area, or poking it or hitting it or pounding it, that's telling me that there's sadness in them. When they're holding their stomach or pointing to it, like it's giving them a queasy feeling, it's telling me that they have fear inside them over something. And when they're holding their jaw or moving their shoulders around a certain way or touching it, it's telling me that there's anger in them. I've learned that the human body has three big emotions that cause problems. It's like when I'm observing, it's this thing called, I guess, turn on the dime learning. You know what I'm learning is time efficiency. It's the biggest problem people have. We got to figure out what our brains want. What I do normally every day is when I wake up, I write everything I need to do down and with my intent and what my intentions are. What feelings and emotions do I want to feel today? And most of the time in my life, on a large scale, it must be clarity, confidence, courage. But usually on a daily basis, I could be more specific. It could be a sense of security or task. But I want to get my emotions aligned first. Then look at the list. And when I look at the list, it becomes very easy to eliminate that check and do list off of what's important and what's not important. But with time, relationship issues usually take up the most amount of time. If I have a sweaty, tough conversation, for example, I do that first thing. so that's not hanging over me the rest of the day. It prevents my mind from sharing with other things all day, and believe me, it'll drive you nuts if you just keep putting it off. I want you to think of the biggest problem you have. I want you to solve that first every day so that all the other things just kind of fall from that. What I like to do is also Google Doc my actions for the week. I assign as much as possible because I kind of feel I got this thing called batch behavior inside me, which I feel is very powerful. I like to create videos and narrate with my clients and people around me to work out problems. I like to turn it more into a theater. Meditating is very important to me. I keep the audience's attention, and obviously it keeps me very intrigued. I find that meditating is of the utmost importance to find my groove and my client's groove while I'm sitting down with them. We got to have some kind of groove, some kind of symmetry between what we're doing and what we're saying. And then what's so important to me is practice theater of the mind, accelerate the time experience. I create intentions in my mind before I go to sleep at night. I know it sounds crazy. I let my dream solve the problems. And believe it or not, it's crazy, but it works. It wakes me up refreshed and ready to go. It carries that clarity throughout the day. It's, I guess I would describe it as the same feeling as before and after taking a shower. Ah, yeah. And then with time, I've learned to only do the things I love to do. Remember that, only do the things you love to do. Become a zealot over this. I certainly do refuse saying that this is not my genius or something I won't do. I don't want to do. Focus on what you really want to do. I might look busy on the outside, but you know, I've not felt that way in over 20 years, probably 30 years. I find that I notice early warning signs of that. I realize I'm doing something wrong if it pokes up. Something I don't want to do, and I need to refocus. You might ask me, what are some of my warning signs? Well, I guess I would have some kind of off-centered feeling I have in my body, like an absence of energy. And if I do stop feeling the way I need to, I put on the brakes immediately and say, hey, what is going on here? Do I have this awkward interaction with people? Why is that? When I feel like it's like that, even if that person goes away, I somehow reach out for them real quickly. I run back to them, I call them, I do something. And I have to have that sense of having to get it handled right away. Also, I have that sense of efficiency and preparation. Clarity and intention are just so important to me. And it's like when I work with somebody and I have a conversation and talk with them, I feel that performance and co-creation goal are one and the same. It holds us both to a higher standard. The biggest problems I have is compromising myself for something or saying I can't afford to lose this. And that becomes a great big energy shift. It's like it could be relationships to money. Money is stored. It's not. It's time. It could be a fear of doing without. It could be a fear, pressure, knowing that I have a chance to make a mistake that I will regret later. But I know one thing, that is the stack compromises that create problems later on for me. I know it. Each one of us, including you, have to figure out what is your area of genius. Read, move, love. It is three that I really enjoy doing the most. The important thing is get out of the victim relationship you have with time. Stop complaining of the lack of it or too much of it. Focus on what you have, what you love to do, and the time eliminates that is no longer a problem. Use your unconscious time. I feel time is an illusion that is trapped because you live in a physical body. It exists in a tight trap. Because you exist in a physical body, actually. As soon as your ego disappears and your sense of self, so does time. And I believe it is possible to live inside for eternity while you stop living in the flesh. And in closing, I have these core values. One big thing to me is the notion of wandering. It's a gateway to me to living in a timeless state. Wonder is a tool. It's a compass to steer me around. If you learn to wander your way through life, when you come to a place where choices need to be made, wonder is the most direct pathway to the creative aspect of ourselves. I know this is hard to change, the most. It's your mental focus in your mind about time that is hard. But, you know, ask yourself, what about me that attracts others to me? What about me that attracts luck to me? What about me that attracts opportunities? What about me that attracts not enough time or too much time to me? It's all about reinvention. How do you reactivate yourself? Remember, it's that unconscious intention to create pain for yourself. This is a problem. Take responsibility for the luck that happens to you. It seems we're always in the doing creating mode, always busy doing this, but never getting to the solution, never getting to make it happen, never getting to marketing yourself. If it's your business, market. And that's part of it. It's an addiction. Doing and creating, always busy doing this is an addiction. You can get your dreams. Look, I want to help you get your dreams come true. Alignment is in the proposal of your life. What results are you having? Why are you hurting yourself? This is an unconscious intention. It's like taking an inside-out approach. Basically, I'm calling it a lazy approach to getting success, manifesting success. Remember, results you produce show your true intent, what your true intentions are. And basically, there's two ways to do it. I mean, I'll give you two hints right now. It's find your lucky tribe. Surround yourself with the most upbeat people you can. Find people that make your life light up. Light your face up. Light that smile on your face. And then measure luck, track luck, attract luck. And remember, when you read it, do it, believe it. It will change your life. Hey, this is Carl coming live from ZSurf Media today with my edition of Time. I will see you next week. Have a great one. And if you want to find out more about me, take some time and reach out to me on Facebook, Carl Kapuska, Go Surf Dog Builder, or Go Surf Dog. You can find me there, or you can always contact me at 808-855-8437. And until then, I will talk to you later. Have a great day. Bye now.